A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Mi'ilah Tes Zayin, Mi'ilah 16a, pagination is 31. We'll start on the facing page towards the bottom, Masnisin, three lines up. Kol anavelos mitzdarfin zuim zu. All carcasses are going to join with each other, that if a person were to take half a kezayis of one carcass of an animal, and the second half kezayis from a different carcass of an animal, and would eat that, that would be the Torah violation, even though it's a kezayis from two different animals. Let's move on to today's daf. Lo shanu, I'm a Rav on the bottom. Lo shanu, Rav says, we only learnt el inyan tuma regarding Tuma, meaning ritual impurity. Avala inyan achila, but as far as the case of eating goes, tahorin bifnei atzman utameyin bifnei atzman. Not so fast. You can't just join all animals. It depends if they are kosher animals or non-kosher animals. Note that the word tuma here is being used with two different definitions. Tumah can mean ritual impurity, as in the first line. In the second line, tahorin and temeyin of animal categorization, that's talking about kosher and non-kosher animals. So what Rav is saying is that as far as the fact that the animal died and now has ritual impurity associated with it, you could indeed join different animals with each other, because it's all the same prohibition. But as far as eating goes, the problem with non-kosher animals is that there is a pre-existing condition, if you will, that it was non-kosher all the way through with a non-kosher prohibition, not just the fact that it wasn't shecht properly. And we're entering the topic of ein iser chal al iser. Can one prohibition affect something that's already prohibited for a different reason? Or if it's already prohibited, the Torah is not talking about that. It's already not kosher. A classic example of this discussion in practical application is going to be the question of mixing milk and meat with a non-kosher animal meat and non-kosher animal milk. Was the Torah simply not talking about that because it's already prohibited? Or will the prohibition of milk and meat also affect non-kosher situations? The difference will be how many violations is the person doing? Likewise, a difference will be if you took half a kezayis of that mixture and mixed it with a classic basa b'chalav of milk and meat of kosher situation, and then had a half a kezayis of those two plus the other, they add them together, would that be a kezayis violation of the same type or not? And the application would be as well that if it's a milk and meat prohibition, then it's prohibited even in benefit, as opposed to if it just remains its non-kosher original status, then it's not going to be prohibited in benefit. Now, sometimes when the iser increases, we might say iser chal al iser, and of course there are various other considerations in that practical case of non-kosher milk with non-kosher meat. Would that create? But it's certainly a good illustration of, can a prohibition be added to something that is already prohibited? V'levi Omar, Levi argues and says, afilu la'achila nami mitzdarfin. Levi says that even in the application of achila, you can also join things that were originally kosher type and non-kosher type, and they will be able to join. And the initial reaction, of course, would be, he's holding Isser Chal al Isser, that one prohibition can apply even though it was already prohibited, and the Isser Nevela is going to be activated, and that would be compatible, half a Kezayis of Nevela with half a Kezayis of Nevela, and you have your Kezayis of the prohibition. If we take a look at Tosfos at the bottom of the page where we began, Omar Rav, Lo Shanu Elo Inyan Toma V'Achi Kamer B'Mas Nisen, the Mishnah is only talking about Mitztarfos L'Toma for ritual impurity, Ava L'Inyan Achila, but as far as eating goes, you could only join kosher with kosher and non-kosher with non-kosher. The Isser Tahora Mishum Nevela V'Isser Tameya Mishum Toma, because the kosher animals are now prohibited because their carcasses died without shechita. And the non-kosher animals have always been prohibited because of non-kosher type animals. And therefore Rav held that they're not compatible isurim. Avo mishum nevela leka, but you can't activate nevela, as we mentioned, dikas savar ein iser chalal iser, because one prohibition will not apply once there's already a different prohibition in place not to eat it. V'Levi omar la'achila nami mitztarfin, and Levi is holding, conversely, that they will join in the banner of prohibited foods. V'im tomar, Tosfos asks, and if you'll ask, why would Rav and Levi be arguing about something that's already a well-trodden discussion among the Tannaim? On the last line of Tosfos, Alma, what you see after that general discussion in the, about the Mishnayos, is lehu lekulu amaroi de pligi hacha, everybody agrees, de ein iser chal al iser, that one prohibition does not apply on the next. And why would Levi be coming with a position that's different than that consensus? V'nira lefarish, the top of Tezayin Omer Aleph, it seems proper to explain, devadai kulu ayri lemanda omer ein iser chal al iser. Everybody holds normally that one prohibition does not apply on another prohibition. Once it's prohibited, the Torah wasn't discussing it. For Levi omalach, but Levi will tell you that even though normally I agree with you, ein iser chal al iser, but over here, goli kra b'nevela, the Torah revealed its attitude regarding nevela, v'chelev nevela. The chelev of a nevela is also prohibited uniquely. Ocha lo sochluhu, you shall not eat it. HaTorah omra, the Torah was saying, yavu iser nevela v'yachal al iser chelev, that even though it has one prohibition, the second prohibition will take effect and it will have both nevela and chelev. V'hu adin dechayel nami iser nevela at temeya, and therefore Levi holds uniquely that a non-kosher animal can also have an Isser Nevela, and that's why the Nevela of the kosher animal and the Nevela of the non-kosher animal were compatible Isurim, according to Levi. But normally, everyone holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser, and we're only keeping our eyes out for exceptions. The Rambam, in Ma'acholos Asuros Dalet Yud Zayin, writes, according to the approach of Rav, that we said simply, Ein Isser Chal al Isser, and there's no exception here, and the Nevela of non-kosher was already prohibited, so therefore the word Nevela would not be used, and half a Kezayis of it would not be compatible with the kosher Nevela. The Rambam writes, Kol ha-Nevelas mitztarfa zu im zu, all Nevelas will join with each other, aval, but basa nevela in basa behema temeya. If you have nevela and you have meat of a non-kosher animal, ein mitzdarfin, that's not going to join. For example, im tziruf chatzi zayis min nevelas hashor, if you joined half a kazayis of the nevela of an ox, v'chatzi zayis mi basar hagomol, and you took half a kazayis of a camel meat, einan mitzdarfin, they're not going to join, and that's according to the psak of Rav. The Ravid writes, Kosav HaRavid, Pelukta hi b'me'ila, this is a machlokes in Meseches Me'ila, that's our Gemara, v'ravasi hu da'amri hochi, and this is indeed the psak of Rav and Ravasi. But v'levi polig, but Levi argues. Ubraisa misayeya l'levi, and there is support in the Gemara to Levi, and it sounds like the Ravid wants the Rambam to paskin like Levi and can't figure out why he didn't. Okay, machlokas Rambam and Ravid, how to codify what we found in the Gemara. The Magid Mishnah asks, Nira shadaito lifso kelevi, indeed, the Ravid seems to want a paskin like Levi. V'im hu savur she'iser chalal iser. If the Ravid is looking to paskin like Levi because of iser chalal iser, hayelo lahasiga rabbeinu bekama mekomos. He should have asked on the Rambam every time the Rambam paskins ein iser chalal iser. Shekosav she'eno chal. That the Rambam says, there's no Isser Chalal Isser, and the Ravid should be arguing in every one of those cases. Perhaps we could answer that the Ravid was approaching it with an approach either of Taisvis or similar to Taisvis, that indeed, ein Isser Chalal Isser, but this particular case of Nevela of a Temeya was considered an exception, as Tosfos worded it, because of the pasuk v'chelev nevela, that chelev, forbidden fat, in a nevela, has a double prohibition. You found iser chalal iser, and that's the source of Levi to say that temeya and nevela, non-kosher and carcass, are two prohibitions that also should be added one onto the other, because you see that nevela can be added to chelev, so it can be added to temeya, and indeed the Ravid is only objecting over here with the shita of Levi, even having said ein iser chalal iser, but this particular case it should be an exception. For our purposes of overviewing the Gemara, introducing the Gemara, and taking a segment of the Gemara that's meaningful, we're looking at the introduction of this principle, Isser Chal al Isser, or not Chal al Isser, and its remarkable ramifications as we look to whether the two prohibitions are compatible or not meaning they're two totally different prohibitions. One is non-kosher, and the other is the carcass of a kosher animal. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.